I'm Doc Kirby for The Morning Show.
I'm delighted to welcome to The Morning Show today some very special guests, David and Barbara Lehman, who are the authors of Our Hymns, Our Heritage, a Hosanna Hymnal, a Student Guide to Songs of the Church. It's from Moody Publishers. Of course, because of the season, we're going to talk a lot of the wonderful Christmas carols and hymns that they have in their book. I think it's important for me to give them a chance to explain why they wrote a hymnal, in a sense, anyway. And it's more than a hymnal because it tells the stories and the backgrounds and the circumstances of hymns that they have chosen. So, David and Barbara, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So the reason that you wrote this book is because of your appreciation for the great hymns of the church.
That's true. And a desire to have a small part, possibly, in preserving the hymns that have been with us for centuries, some of them even a millennium. My wife, Barbara, has been teaching in a Christian school, and they wanted to put together a hymnal that was chosen from the best hymns of the hymnal. As we went to work on that some years ago, we realized what we needed to do was not only pick those top hymns, but write about what they mean, what the background is of the author and the composer, and that's how this book was birthed. We were really thankful and delighted when Moody Publishers said, yes, we believe in that, we'll print that, because of course they had a great outreach too.
So it actually started out as a project for children, the children that I was teaching. And so we didn't want to speak down to children. So when you read it, an adult can read it, it doesn't feel like it's a child's book. But so we wanted to preserve these for children and to teach it. When we're teaching our children and we only have so much time with them, we wanted to teach them the very best. We didn't want to waste time on other things. We wanted things that they would take into adulthood and appreciate.
I would think the most difficult part of putting this hymnal together is deciding which hymns to leave out, because there are so many wonderful songs that have been around for a very long time. They have stood the test of time.
Right.
Being the best is somewhat of a subjective call by the chooser, because we all have our preferences of what's great music, what's great poetry, and so forth. But you're right, we did try to choose, first of all, those that have stood the test of time.
I will never forget, I had a music history teacher when I was in undergraduate school, and somebody asked him the question, do you think the music of the Beatles is going to survive like Beethoven? And my teacher said, yes. He said, because it's well written. And he said, there's a lot of lousy music that's out there right now. He said, but there was a lot of lousy music when Beethoven and Bach were writing too. It didn't survive. He said,
that's right.
The good stuff does. And he said, and it's basically chosen by the people who are exposed to it. And they then can make an informed decision and go, yes, this is wonderful. We need to keep singing this, or we need to keep playing this. This is one of the things that struck me about your hymnal, because it's essentially what it is kind of an augmented hymnal, because you have the melody line, you have all the words, you have the descriptions of the various hymns and the circumstances under which they were written and so forth, and managed to do it in a very succinct way. It's not a big book, so it's good for smaller hands to use. You guys wrote this with these ideals in mind.
Exactly.
We did. Yeah, we had to set up the perimeters. And I think we worked on it part-time. We were both working full-time. We worked on it for 7 or 8 years before we finally. And during that process, there were hymns that were included and then hymns that were changed out. And so, just as you said. And then after we were done, there was a hymn or two that we thought, oh, my goodness, that should have been in there. And we started at one of 100 hymns as well as 120. So we just couldn't cut it down that far.
Right. You have a couple of Advent hymns, and you have a grand total of 19 hymns. That's not easy, because there are so many wonderful Christmas carols. And every tradition within the Protestant Church, the Catholic Church, Orthodox, etc., they all have wonderful hymns. And as a general rule, Christmas carols are one of the things that we kind of share across these denominational lines.
For sure.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, denominational, definitely.
Yeah. I'm going to ask an impossible question. So of all the Christmas hymns that you considered, which was the one or the couple that you said, these have got to stay?
I would say Hark the Herald Angels Sing is definitely one of the top, all, most amazing theologians. Teaches so much theology.
Yes.
The other one, Joy to the World, which is more of an Advent hymn, actually. Right. Doesn't really mention. I would say those two. Would you have?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, especially Hark the Herald.
I concur completely. You can't go wrong with a Charles Wesley, and you can't go wrong with Isaac Watts.
And Mendelssohn on the melody.
Yeah, yeah. They're magnificent hymns, and people love them. And they are absolutely across all the denominations. All kinds of Christians love them and love the theology of them.
We have a question here that I didn't know, that our Lutheran daughter-in-law said, why don't you do that one? That's what we did. We learned some new ones ourselves. Was the one she taught to us that we did. It says, oh, maybe it's not in this hymnal. Maybe it's just only it's the Christmas hymnal. Sorry.
Yep.
It's not in this one.
We knew all these. But we have both tunes of Away in a Major, because typical one, Away in a Major is lovely. And there's Away in a Major.
Yes.
People should know that.
Yes. And of course, Silent Night. You'd have to include Silent Night just because it's...
We have some modern hymns like Joy God Upon the World, Keith Getty, and Stuart Townend, which is a wonderful hymn.
Right.
If you mentioned, you know, the hearing the new tune, it's hard in going through this process to separate what I love because I grew up with it and what I love because it's excellent. And sometimes those are the, sometimes they're not. I'll love what we love, what we know.
That makes sense.
That's why it's important to learn to teach these what is excellent and good to our children, because years and years and years of teaching children, I don't care how hard or difficult the hymn seemed, or maybe it seemed above their heads, if they knew it, they loved it.
They may not understand, though.
You can explain it, but a lot of it, do you know that? But you understand, you're trying to teach them music that they'll have for a lifetime, so you need to give them adult music in a way. Although it's interesting, I've been keeping a list of how many of these were originally written for children. A Little Town of Bethlehem, for instance, was written for a Sunday school class.
Right.
And I had Once in Royal David City was written for children.
Which we don't think of that as a kiddie song at all. It's one of my favorite hymns.
Our main goal with this, again, though, was when a child has spent some time with it, especially if it's at home with mom and dad as part of a daily devotional ritual or just now and then, that they will come to see, first of all, that mom and dad have an appreciation and a love for hymns, and maybe I should too, and then they begin to get to know them and love them. What grade was the child that told us his favorite hymn was "Oh Sacred Head Now Wounded"?
Oh, he was third, fourth grade.
Wow.
Not think of it.
He knew there was, I think some of his children sense that this is really important.
But we've had, so there's a doctor, a very esteemed surgeon in our city, who he and his wife loved the book and used it every day as part of their private devotions.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful book. And we'll talk to David and Barbara again next week on The Morning Show about hymns that are in the season that follows Christmas, Epiphany and so forth, going into Lent. And we'll also look at some of the other categories in this really lovely book. We've been talking to David and Barbara Lehman. Their book is Our Hymns, Our Heritage, A Hosanna Hymnal, A Student Guide to Songs of the Church. It's from Moody Publishers. So before we go, David, Barbara, where can people go to find copies of either of your two books?
Well, obviously, they're available where most books are sold, on Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble, those kinds of sites. Moody Publishers has their, if you want to give your money to a Christian sales company, also the publisher, that's one place. We have a website, too, called HosannaHymnals.com. And the only reason you would want to go to that is, along with the books, we sell a piano accompaniment for those who play piano, because the books itself just have a melody.
Right.
And we also sell recordings of every hymn in the book. And so to get that, they're not available on the other side. You have to go to HosannaHymnals.com.
Neglected to mention that David and Barbara are both graduates of Biola University School of Music. David's a retired director of music and worship. Barbara teaches elementary age music at a private Christian school in Dallas. I'm Doc Kirby for The Morning Show on WTBF.